Okay, we're looking forward to me speaking immediately from that great word we've just heard. I'm not starting there. Actually, this isn't the sermon I thought I was going to be preaching this morning, if you'd asked me in the weeks and days just before this. Things haven't quite worked out as we thought they were going to, but God's big and he's with us, and actually he's not distant and looking on at all of us, thinking, why aren't they doing the thing that they most hoped for, or the thing that they could best think they could manage? Because actually it doesn't always work like that. God is still just as much with us, just as much loving, and just as much our Father when things don't work out as we expected them to. And that's worth remembering. So most of you will know that my wife Rachel, who is so very much sharing this ministry with me as ministers here in the church, has been ill since mid-June. Just started with a random virus like any of us gets, but it's sapped all of her energy, it's lingered on, and that seems now to be the way that it is for now, which is very frustrating and not at all what we wanted. At this stage, well, today she's been able to get downstairs, but some days she can't. And it's just really frustrating. We don't want it to be like this. Some doing things and sometimes even thinking about things just takes a huge amount out of her. Some of you will know very much what that's like, because some of you will have experienced that yourself or know other people who are. We're really not sure when she'll next be back in church, so don't hold your breath, because I wouldn't want to be responsible for the results of that. Anyway, without Rachel, lots of things are going on well, as they would be anyway, just fine. But there are some things that are stretched. They're stretched for us at home, and they're stretched in ministry as a wider church. And this week, the ministry team got together and decided that we wouldn't just carry on with some of the plans that we made when Rachel was out and doing, and she was part of making the plans, because we had the plans. But actually, we would be honest about the fact that things were different, that Rachel would have been a big part of them. And actually, she's not around to take part in them now. God definitely wants to work in us. He wants to work through us at All Saints. But he will be able to do that, even if some things don't work exactly the way that we had first planned for them to be. It seems that his message now is for us to rest in him and to keep trusting him, to keep looking for him, because he can do good stuff. He does do good stuff. So I'm really sorry that we're not going to be doing that Holy Spirit workshop course through the Tuesdays this month that we had talked about and said that we'd really like to do, because we would, but actually it's not for now. And I'm sorry for those who have been preparing for that. I'm particularly sorry if you're a home group leader thinking, oh no, what am I going to do now during this month? Hey, just meet together and talk about God together. Hopefully we will be doing that Holy Spirit course. I've seen Chris's notes mostly prepared for the first one, and I really want to be there. So we'll make sure it happens, but it's not going to be for now. Also, we were going to be starting a new preaching series this morning. I was going to be launching it, thinking about Jesus as Lord of our lives in different parts of our lives, looking in different directions, thinking what that means in different areas. But actually, it takes quite a lot of work to prepare a preaching series, and as things have happened, it just seems that it's not been able to come together in that way. And so we're just going to chill and say that's okay. You know, God can still work with us. We're going to be following the lectionary readings, as they're called. Readings which around the country are being read in different Church of England churches, which is great, because actually you know that other people around the country are getting their heads around these readings that you've just heard in your service on any given Sunday. So we're going to be looking at those passages. We're going to be listening to what God's saying. And it's an opportunity to look in different parts of the Bible to the ones we might have gone to, and sometimes more challenging things come our way, like maybe this morning. Anyway, but if God wants to talk to us, he is going to be able to talk to us, even if we don't prepare a nice preaching series for him to talk to us in, because God is God and he's big and he does that. But actually, I'm still not going to jump straight into those readings, because it's the beginning of September. It's the end of the school holidays for people where school holidays are part of their world, and the school term starts. soon. But for a church, actually, I think there is a sense in which we all come back from the summer and there's a kind of setting our sights and setting off again. So I want to remind us a little bit about where we are, the journey we're on as a church, with apologies to those who are visiting today, but hopefully, you know, it's something which helps you to think and pray about another church, another bunch of Christians doing their following of Jesus together. So for a while now, we've called ourselves Saints on the Move, as all saints here. Saints on the Move. And last Advent, we talked about five priorities for us in this season ahead. We had, hopefully it's going to come up on the screen, yeah, we had three different directions that we were heading in. And those were children and families, and that's thinking about the life of children and families, yes, in our church, but also out there in the town. Town connections, where we're aware that we can partner with other people in the town, and we can also be a place where people in the town can come to if they're struggling. So it's looking at the town and saying, yes, we're part of this, and what does God want us to do in this? And also prayer and presence, deepening our connection with God and deepening the ways in which we engage with God. So those are the three directions, which are built on some sort of platforms. And there's a couple of platforms we're building on. We're talking about building the body, making sure that as we do things, we don't do this in a sort of random all over the place way, but we're growing together and caring for each other. And also building the beacon, which doesn't necessarily mean anything unless you know what it's about. But next door there's a plot of land, and there has been for a while now, and we are going to build on there, and we're going to call it the Beacon Centre. The beacon, want it to be a beacon of light to the town and see God's light shine. So it's plans and in progress, but I'll come back to that in a bit. Anyway, they're the things that we're building on. They're the things which are part of our church life together. And through all of this, we're thinking about how we connect. We're connecting with God upwards. We're connecting with each other inwards. And we're connecting with the world out there outwards, up in and out. Some very helpful shorthands there. And through it all is prayer. Prayer is not just something we do as an extra, but prayer is actually at the heart of everything we're doing. So we came up with that diagram. And through this year, since we talked about it, there have been times when we've been very aware of things moving in that direction for one part or another. Other times, it hasn't kind of felt like we're quite moving so much. But actually, things going exactly the speed we would think they would is not what God puts his biggest priority, I don't think, on. You know, sometimes things just work differently in God's time. A year is like a thousand years is like a day, and a day like a thousand years. So we know that we're on the move, slow or fast. God has given us these priorities for this time. And so we're using them to set our sights and to work out what we do and what we don't do. And some of the things that we have been doing, if we think about children and families, the work of children and families in the church and out from the church goes on and has some really fantastic parts that have been there for a while and keep going. Our Squeals on Wheels toddler group, our young church that meet on Sundays, the Open the Book team who go out and do assemblies in schools. These are hard-working teams who are going on doing their stuff, bringing God out there and in here in ways that in the Sunday services we don't see so much of. Really good stuff that's been going on. And then recently we've been developing some bigger events with cool names and banners and things. So, well, for a long time there's been the switching on the Christmas lights where people have come in here, but we've tried to make a bit more of that. And then we've had the Easter extravaganza. And Open the Book actually did something in here. They may well do that again, where they invited people in for a bigger event in the church rather than in the schools. And we've had our Harvest Hullabaloo. We're about to have a new Harvest Hullabaloo quite soon. These are times when we get children and families in for fun events that have a sense of, well, it's God-focused, but in a light way, getting people to think a bit about God, getting people familiar with this church, but not really so much opportunity to go deeper. And we're aware that some people would like to go deeper, and we've been thinking about how to do that. So we are about to start a new congregation, which will be a monthly one on a Saturday afternoon. And after some thinking, we've come up with a name, and after some more thinking, we've come up with the beginnings of a logo, not necessarily, but I've got your first sight of the logo, which might be something like that. And this is an opportunity to get whole families together, we hope. This, people who come in here for Thanksgivings or baptisms of children, people who've been coming to the big events we've been doing, people, yeah, they're looking for opportunities, conversations with people. So we are going to get a service, we're going to be doing a service with a number of people involved from the church already, but the plan is that we get as many people involved from the people who come as we can, going deeper, getting to know about God, not expecting that people will have got it all, and we're going to grow and learn together about what it means to be people who are thinking about families and thinking about God and thinking about growing closer to Him. So it's really exciting, really looking forward to it. The first one is going to be in October, on the 20th of October, and we'd really appreciate all your prayers for that. And it's good stuff. So then we've got the Town Connections. We've got, again, things that go on all the time with Town Connections. One of the things that happens in our church every Friday is open door when we have people coming in. And it's amazing how many people regularly come to that and how important it is to them. Us showing God's love in a light way again, and, you know, not heavy duty stuff, but actually it is God's love being shown and it making such a difference in people's lives. This is really good. And then we've got times when people ask us as a church to be involved in things. We, as I mentioned, the lights on. I'm part of leading prayers and carols as the lights are switched on in the middle of town. It's amazing. And other opportunities, we got involved in the big day out down at the railway station where we did a songs of praise down there. And well dressing, we bless the well dressing, however strange that is. It's wonderful that we get to be involved in the town. So the connections of the town are really good, and there's some big things coming which we will have the town coming here for. Like Remembrance is going to be huge this year, 100 years since the end of the First World War. And also after Remembrance, then we've got Christmas, where everything will happen at Christmas time. There are lots of times when we're very aware of our connections with the town. And we are connecting with people who are struggling. It comes and goes, but we have times when there are people amongst us for maybe a one visit or maybe for a number of weeks who are really struggling in life. And we're learning to support, learning what that means. And we want to be ready whenever those opportunities come, wherever God puts somebody our way. Then we have prayer and presence. And that is so important. And we are so fortunate to be part of a praying community. We know that for individuals and we know that for a whole church. Lovely to hear about the support the prayers of this church have been to the Holt family. This is to do with our prayers and God's presence and looking for God's presence, our live connection with Him as we pray, as we worship, as we are aware of Him around us. It's also maybe to do with our presence, being a presence in the community. Wherever you are, you carry something of God with you as you pray, as you worship. Then as you're walking around, you're part of God's presence there. And we've done some things specifically. There are times when we've had weeks and days of prayer. We've had we joined in with Thy Kingdom Come, which was an initiative that's been going on a couple of years now. We've got people thinking very much about how we could open this church up more in the weekday for people to just be able to come in and pray. It's something we're actively thinking about and we'll continue to, just to allow people to come and be here. In this church placed where it is in the middle of our town. So do be thinking about how you are praying and how you're being in the presence of God wherever you are. I've taken to being one of those really annoying people who don't have headphones but still listen to music on their phone. You know, as they walk down the street. Well, I don't do it walking down the street, but once I get to the place where I go down Butterley Hill and into some fields there, once I get out of the fields, I'm listening to worship songs. I've started doing that, and the dogs do as well. I'm not sure how much they're edified by it, but anyway, take opportunities when you can to just be worshipping people wherever you are. It's part of who we are as a church. Then we talk about building the body. We've had the launch of Team Barnabas, which has been fantastic. We've got Val and Irene and the people in their team who are keeping an ear to the ground and keeping their eyes open for how people are doing and supporting them, working out who might be able to support different people in our church community, the people around us and the people who don't get to be here so often. It's wonderful to see that bit of God's ministry at work. And then we're also thinking about building the body, building ourselves, growing as disciples. That's where the home groups, the preaching, learning together, that's where these things fit in. And when it does happen, that's where the Holy Spirit course will fit in. For the building up of the body, that's what the gifts of the Spirit are all about. And then we've had things over this summer which have been gathering us together to go out somewhere. So various times when Maureen has organised us into going places. And I've got some of these photos you've seen already. Some of them you haven't. Some of them we might want to move on quite quickly from. There is a unicycle in a couple of places in those pictures with no skill from any of us, actually. Anyway, we've been getting together and doing things together, and that's been good. And look out for a couple of weeks' time when we're going up to see the Beam Engine and have a picnic there as well. So those are those things. This is really good to be just enjoying each other's company. And finally, building the beacon. And that's about, as I've said, building next door. That when the project was planned to build next door 10 years ago, it was always the case that the hall, the old church hall, needed to be sold. And you'll be aware it's been on the market recently. And I'm really pleased to say that it is sold subject to contract now. You might have missed that notice given a couple of weeks back. But a local builder in who's based in Ripley has bought it at the asking price. And is going to be, you know, his company will be working on it. So there's some business for Ripley people. And then there will be houses for Ripley. 10 houses is what we expect, though they may choose to do something different. But that's what we've got planning permission for. So it's really very exciting. And it's really good to know that as we get on with our thinking about next door, then pretty soon there will be a definite knowledge that there is a, you know, there's this resource, this money that's come in from the hall that will be the part of the building block of what we're doing next door. So that's very good. And in all of this, we are continuing to be saints on the move in all those areas with those priorities. And even when things don't go on track in our own lives, as you know, all of you are aware of different situations, or even as a church when we feel knocked by things, it can so easily happen. But God is still God, and we're still part of his mission. And we can trust him and look for what he will do anyway. Some of you will know that Rachel had a wonderful experience of healing some years back when she was really not well at all. And it was in a place called Faldybrennan in Pembrokeshire in Wales. And in the moments after God had healed her amazingly, the Faldybrennan community came together for their lunchtime prayers. And part of that service that they use every single day has a phrase in it: keep us in the beautiful attitudes, joyful, simple, and gentle. And Rachel took those three words, joyful, simple, and gentle, as being God's commission to her, really, as she set out on her new healed life. And that's been the case for 6 years as things, you know, as she's discovered what that meant. And now, 6 years later, it seems that she's dipped, and some of the same effect of illness that she felt back then are her experience now. But even so, joyful, simple, and gentle are really good things, a good way to be moving forward, and a really good basis for living. And so I want to sort of commend those words to us as a church as well. I think that as a church, if we think about God's mission for us, when we're on a high, when everything's going wonderfully, or when things are in a dip in our own lives or in life of the church for one reason or another, if we can just say, let us be joyful and keep things simple and be gentle, they seem to be very godly ways of being, and God works through them. The heart of joyfulness, Rachel said, if you're talking about joyful, then thankfulness actually is the heart of joyfulness, I think. If we can be thankful, then it opens up the possibilities of being joyful, even in difficult circumstances. And none of that was very much to do with the readings that we had. I'm sorry about that. And there isn't all that much time left, but I'm going to address these readings just for a little while. Because they were quite some readings, weren't they? Moral filth and evil from James. And a list of some of those evils from Jesus. Great stuff this morning. Actually, we're not going to focus on those parts of things, just as, even though they do rather jump out and grab our attention when we're listening. James is saying, be quick to listen and slow to speak, and slow to become angry, which is very, very good stuff for us to think about. If we have that as the way we work, what a difference that will make. But when it comes to the word of God, don't just listen, but do what it says. That's what James says. And all the time, he says, watch your tongue. And James has a lot more to say about the tongue. But in this bit, our potential, our tongue is our, in that sense, our potential for careless or hurtful talk, which can come so easily. Even for followers of Jesus, the tongue is a weak spot for us. So easily it becomes a bad weapon that we use and hurt people. Then Jesus, well, he's discussing with the Pharisees. And what he's talking about there is all about listening and doing, or in fact not doing in the case of the Pharisees, as he says. Mark's gospel is generally thought to be the first of the gospels to be written. And clearly, already it's expected that the people reading it won't all be Jews. So very helpfully, Mark gives us some background about Jewish ritual, which we heard. And yet Jesus seems to turn it on its head. The Pharisees are saying, why aren't your disciples following the traditions? And Jesus says, well, you're following the letter of the law, but actually it's a law that's been added to the law of Moses. You won't find those instructions all spelled out like that in our Bibles, but it's been added to. And in doing that, you are missing the point. You're missing the important stuff. It's not all about following rules, getting the rules right. It's about true worship of God and thoughtful following of his words and his ways. And then Jesus goes even further. He says you've missed the point if you think that anything physical from the outside, like wrong food or dirty hands, can get into you and make you unclean in God's eyes. And actually what it is that we need to watch out for the bad stuff that's in us to start with and comes out of us, given space to grow. Maybe it comes in one way or another, and we do have to watch how things come into our lives. What we watch, what we listen to, what we read is important to think about. Because if we're not careful, then it grows inside us into the very bad stuff itself. I mean, it depends how you are doing, but you don't have to completely keep away from things if you're wanting to keep up with where people are, maybe. But sometimes, I mustn't listen to that, I mustn't watch that, I mustn't do that, because it's not safe for me to do that. But actually, all these things can bounce off us if we do them thoughtfully. If you find you're in a situation where you think, I don't want to be here, I don't want to be listening to this, God can protect our hearts, absolutely. We just have to be very careful that things don't grow in us. Because Jesus says that it's things that come out of our hearts, as he puts it. They are the things we need to watch out for. Those are the things that God is concerned with. James talks about the word planted in you. Now that's a good thing that can be planted in our hearts and grow out from our hearts. So from Jesus and from James, it's about hearts, it's about tongues. Things that we need to guard and watch out for, because both our hearts and tongues are wonderful parts of God's creation and source of wonderful blessing, but also can be very dangerous if they head off in the wrong direction. Do you know, it's amazing to think that James, who wrote this letter, is most likely to be James, Jesus's little brother. And then you think, wow, these words that we're reading are from two brothers. I think that's wonderful. James says, whoever looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues in it, not forgetting what they have heard, but doing it, they will be blessed in what they do. And I just wonder whether he's remembering back to years earlier where his big brother said, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. So I'm finishing there. Let's build our foundation on the rock. Let's watch our hearts and our tongues, and let's do this all joyfully, simply, and gently. Amen.